The annual World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, bills itself as a place to discuss how capitalism can benefit more. That's a broad topic, and President Donald Trump spoke on a broad variety of issues during his keynote speech to the forum. But perhaps the biggest issue he addressed was one he said he had planned to leave out of the speech.
Would you like me to say a few words of Greenland?
Trump's repeated wish to take over Greenland, a territory of Denmark, has sparked turmoil. Denmark's prime minister has said an attempt to take over the island by force would mean the end of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. But Trump says he's actually helping NATO.
I have tremendous respect for both the people of Greenland and the people of Denmark. Tremendous respect. But every NATO ally has an obligation to be able to defend their own territory. And the fact is, no nation or group of nations is in any position to be able to secure Greenland other than the United States. We're a great power.
He also denied rumors that he wants to take over Greenland because of rare earths and minerals.
That's not the reason we need it. We need it for strategic national security and international security. This enormous, unsecured island is actually part of North America. On the northern frontier of the Western Hemisphere. That's our territory. It is therefore a core national security interest of the United States of America. And in fact, it's been our policy for hundreds of years to prevent outside threats from entering our hemisphere, and we've done it very successfully.
Perhaps most notably, Trump walked back his threats to use military force to acquire Greenland.
I don't have to use force. I don't want to use force. I won't use force. All the United States is asking for is a place called Greenland, where we already had it, as a trustee, but respectfully returned it back to Denmark not long ago after we defeated the Germans, the Japanese, the Italians, and others in World War II. We gave it back to them. We were a powerful force then, but we are a much more powerful force now.
Of course, this being a Trump speech, the president also recalled some of his pet grievances. Radical left Democrats, sleepy Joe Biden, crooked media, windmills. He also spoke about the war in Ukraine, using that point to make a threat about the 2020 presidential election that he lost to Biden.
It's a war that should have never started, and it wouldn't have started if the 2020 U.S. presidential election weren't rigged. It was a rigged election. Everybody now knows that. They found out. People will soon be prosecuted for what they did.
He did not say who will be prosecuted or what crimes they would be charged with. Trump also touched on the issue of Venezuela, saying that the leadership of that country has been very good.
We've been given great cooperation. Once the attack ended and they said, let's make a deal. More people should do that.
But back to the Greenland issue and the NATO alliance, Trump says he's done more for the military alliance than anyone, but he says the U.S. has been treated unfairly.
We've helped them for so many years. We've never gotten anything, except we pay for NATO. And we paid for many years until I came along. We paid for, in my opinion, 100% of NATO because they weren't paying their bills. And all we're asking for is to get Greenland, including right title and ownership, because you need the ownership to defend it. You can't defend it on a lease. Number one, legally it's not defensible that way, totally. And number two, psychologically, who the hell wants to defend a license agreement?
Trump also announced he's ending his plans to levy tariffs on U.S. allies in Europe who oppose a takeover of Greenland. That decision follows an agreement with NATO on a framework for a future Arctic deal. Meanwhile, Russian officials, state-backed media, and pro-Kremlin bloggers were watching with a mixture of glee, gloating, and wariness. Some said Trump's move weakens the European Union and NATO, and that it pushes Russia's war in Ukraine to the sidelines for the West. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also drew parallels between Trump's bid for Greenland and Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014, which many nations do not recognize as legal. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.